from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
You can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper.
Then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? Them's a thick-ass kid.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports. Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Prime Time on 1080 The Fan.
Yes, here we are.
Yeah!
We regret to inform you that we have to play Corey Feldman's guitar solo.
I tried to warn you.
We found it.
You go down this rabbit hole.
Well, I want to hear it.
You spent
5 minutes talking about it. We have to play it.
You want to hear it.
I warned you.
I will play it.
This is a payoff.
Yeah. It's
this is him on stage.
Okay. Is that an animal?
Still got about 20 seconds left. Rock on, bros.
All right.
I honestly feel bad.
There you have it.
I feel bad.
There you have it.
He is the headliner of his band, and he solos. And by the way, there's a real guitar player on stage standing behind him, and you can see him in the background like, oh my God.
Well,
I mean, that's like... I play a really, really bad guitar. That would be like if you said, Suk, play me a shred solo. I think that's probably what I'd give you. Because you don't really do anything. You just kind of slap the strings. So.
Yeah, pretty rough.
Yeah. Corey Feldman.
All right. We're sports snorting here.
Mm-hmm.
Various items have come up.
I'm watching this hot Eagles-Patriots game.
Including Hawk Tua Girl. She's back.
Yeah, she is back.
Spit on that thing.
She threw out the first pitch at the Mets game.
Mm-hmm.
Looked good doing it.
She's cute.
Is her form okay?
Mm. She throws like a girl.
Better than 50 Cent?
I've never seen 50 Cent throw.
Oh, his first pitch is legendarily awful.
Yeah. It's one of the worst.
You've probably seen it and not realized it was 50 Cent.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's
rough. Is it better or worse than Corey Feldman's guitar solo?
Oh, that's a good question.
Boy, tough choice.
50 Cent, a lefty. That's good. Also at the Mets game.
That's what made me ask.
Yeah, it's And by the way, the Hawk to a Girl, like, her pitch is 1,000 times better.
Okay.
The Hawk to a Girl was fine.
Do it, Haley.
Like, she got it there. She threw to another Hawk, too. I don't know who she was throwing to.
Probably her little buddy.
But it wasn't, yeah, she didn't throw it to, like, a Met. She threw it to, like, another, she threw it to another gal, and it's fine. It's
so Fitty's went directly left towards the on-deck circle.
Yeah, like, he was Bull Durham. He was trying to hit the bowl.
Yeah.
The Hawk to a Girl went kind of from the mound. And now, granted, it didn't quite get all the way there because the gal was standing on the grass. But I'm telling you, if I were to tell you that the Hawk to a Girl was going to throw out the first pitch, you would never have guessed that it was going to go this well. She was fine. There is zero shame. In fact, I'll venture to say that there is at least 15 male celebrities that would kill to have that first pitch, including 50 Cent.
Now, how many people in the stands in New York had no idea who that was?
I think at this point, most people know who Hawk Tua is. And I'm guessing they announced her as Haley Welch Hawk Tua, right?
I mean, yeah, but I think there's a lot of old baseball people that have
I wonder, is that how she gets introduced to places, as Hawk Tua Girl? Well, or how does that...
I think they introduce her as probably... Internet star.
Internet sensation.
Internet sensation.
Viral Haley internet Welch. Sensation.
Haley Welch.
Spit on that thing.
By the way, she could have pitched for the Mets today. They lost to the freaking A's 6-7.
Deal asking a very good question.
Ask away.
Was it a spitball?
If she had any sort of sense, she
would have spit on her hand.
On the hand.
And then rubbed up the ball.
and then
you got to lean into the bit.
I do have another piece of audio that includes her that Danny and Dusty played earlier this week, in which she did not know the lyrics or misunderstood the lyrics of the Jay-Z Welcome to New York song.
Yeah, this is on the, she was on Bill Maher's show, the podcast, the Club Random or whatever, which again, was the Corey Feldman of interviews. It was the worst interview I've ever heard. Bill Maher was just trying to sleep with her the entire time and kept being condescending and lecturing her. And she is as dumb as you think she is. But I felt bad for her. It's rough.
Here's another payoff, yeah. Kids.
I like old rap, though. I don't listen to much new rap.
What's old to you, old rap? To me, it's Jay-Z and Tupac. No? You've heard of Jay-Z.
Yeah, and Tupac. I've heard of both of them. I just don't listen to them like that.
Yeah.
He has that one song Jay-Z's in. It's like, concrete jungle, wet dream tomato. You know, about New York.
What dreams are made of, not wet dream tomato, Haley.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
And it makes me like her more.
Yeah. Fuck to it.
Wet dream tomato.
Wet dream tomato.
Concrete jungle, wet dream tomato.
Hey, she had the harmony down. Wet dream tomato.
And that was Bill Maher. That didn't sound like
Bill Maher.
That
was Bill Maher. Yeah. It's rough. By the way, can I just say for the
record?
You
can.
New York Mets.
On the record.
I understand that it's the Mets, and we don't ask for much. It's a rough franchise at times, but... Really? Hawk to a Girl? That's where we're going?
Well, that's what I thought. I was like, wow, she's in first pitch? She is of first pitch status?
That's what we're doing now?
So at a major league game? Maybe like a minor league game?
Sure. I could see her at a Pickles game. You know,
yeah, you could
way,
do
Pickles,
a bobblehead for her at a minor league game.
Yeah, the Pickles, by the way, playing for the championship. We got a one-game winner-take-all against the Apple Sox. Go Pickles.
Didn't know we had Apple Sox.
I didn't know either. They're from they're from somewhere.
Wenatchee.
Yeah, they're from Wenatchee. I don't know if it's Wenatchee.
Wenatchee?
Wenatchee.
Wenatchee?
Yeah. Yeah, we got the Apple Sox. It's a one game winner take all. Go Pickles. Like, if you had Hawk to a Girl at that, they had stripper night at the Pickles. Like, that makes sense. You got Hawk to a Girl night, but it's the freaking Mets. We're in a playoff run. And we got the Hawk to a Girl out there. And by the way, throwing out a pretty good first pitch, but still, like, I think we can do better than
that. I can't
get
over Wet Dream Tomato.
You got to sing it, though.
Concrete jungle, wet dream tomato.
Well, I mean, I wrapped up like a douche, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I thought.
Yeah, but I don't, wet.
I know.
Wet dream tomato.
I mean, like, she doesn't bother to look that up ever? Like, thinking that that's what it is?
I just can't believe that's, I mean... You went through that. That song's been out forever.
I think we all had lyrics like that, but not ones that made so little sense.
Right.
Well, I mean, if you listen to like a freeze.
Our hero, the pillar,
but BTJ knows the lyrics to No Songs. It's brutal. She just likes tunes. And so when you have to explain lyrics to her, it's like you're blowing her mind for the first time ever. We went to the Pearl Jam concert, right?
She doesn't listen to lyrics?
No.
Like she doesn't try to hear what they're
saying? None. Believe me, it was one of the most fascinating things ever. And so when she finds out that songs have meanings, she's like, what?
She's like, wow.
I'm like, yeah, they write songs about things. Like that song, the Pearl Jam flow or Pearl Jam song, Even Flow, is about a homeless guy. And when you're like, yeah, like freezing, rest your head on a pillow made of concrete. It's a homeless guy sleeping outside in the cold. She's like, what?
Wow.
What? Yeah, she knows lyrics to No Song. It's fascinating. You might be able to tell BTJ that it's Concrete Jungle. Wet Dream Tomato.
Concrete Jungle, Wet Dream Tomato.
Fuck to it.
Boy. She right now is famous and making lots of money.
Okay. One of the sports stories, and then we're going to big Blazer schedule breakdown from Big Sook.
They're big national games.
My.
All two of them.
Duper.
Robert Griffin and Sam Ponder got let go by ESPN.
Yeah.
I wanted to report that to you because I love Sam Ponder, and I actually really liked Robert Griffin. Well, really liked. I didn't think he was bad.
Well, and they're paying him to not work. He got 2 years left on his deal.
Yeah. I just didn't think he was that bad. And he was kind of fun.
Yeah.
He
liked him.
Yeah.
Some
he's
Robert
definitely
Griffin.
Full of himself.
And so you wonder if behind the scenes, if maybe he just was a lot.
Yeah. Right.
Remember he jumped in the pool in his suit and
I do remember that.
He like wanted to race him.
Gotta do bits.
Well, remember he interviewed the kid from Tennessee with the problematic last name just to ask him what it was like?
Yeah. RG3, the problem is he's the guy that still believes that he's better than like half the quarterbacks in the NFL and it could be rough.
I don't think he thinks that.
I think he thinks that.
Why do you think he thinks that?
Because he likes him some RG3 and still would to this day when there would be like a quarterback need to be like, I'm ready. So he does the Colin Kaepernick thing. Like no one's coming for you, man. Let it go.
That seems baseless. But
No, it is not baseless.
He is out.
Yeah.
He's so out. Maybe the fan will hire him.
He'll land on his feet somewhere.
Maybe he can do. He can join Dirt and Sprague on the morning show.
I don't know if he's willing to do that.
Dirt, Sprague, and RG3.
Might be the other way around.
All right. Good times. Blazers schedule breakdown in 3, 2, 1.
Concrete Jungle, Wet Dream Tomato.
I'm just scrolling through it. Someone posted a Twitter thread of just celebrity first pitches, and they're just fantastic.
Yeah, they're pretty fun to watch.
They're pretty good.
Because it's just really unpredictable, isn't it? It's like wildly unpredictable what someone is going to do.
Conor McGregor
pitch.
Threw one like into the ninth round.
Yeah.
My favorite ones are the athlete ones because you expect them as trained professional athletes to like kind of have it dialed in. And when they don't at all, it's really funny.
Yeah.
What is your favorite first pitch of all time?
There's only one.
George Bush.
Yeah. I don't care what you thought of his politics.
That was a Steve Reich down the middle.
In that moment after 9/11.
Yeah.
Dude, you.
He hopped out there. It was Yankee Stadium.
Yankee Stadium World Effing Series. And you step up there, big balls, Iron McGinty. And he was wearing either I think it was the NYPD jacket or it might have been the fire department. I forget which one. But you're out there representing that city, that state, that country. And you go up there and you just calmly stroll up and you throw that. I'm sorry. I would have slept with George Bush at that moment. I would have power bottomed the hell out of him. That is the best first pitch of all time. End of story. There'll never be a better one. Period.
It was a good one.
Yes.
And it's better because he freaking hummed it in there.
Yes.
Like it was good.
Yes. It's just there's nothing
isn't
better.
Isn't it weird?
Now watch me crush this draft. Right? I did that on the golf course too.
Isn't it weird to think that was the Yankees?
Now watch this drive.
That World Series was the Yankees and Diamondbacks?
Yeah. Very strange.
Like, that doesn't seem like that was the 2001 World Series.
No.
But it was.
It was. I'm watching it right now. Yeah, it's the...
And that's the one where Luis Gonzalez got the walk-off hit, right?
Off of Mo Rivera, right? Yeah, I believe
Craig Council scores the winning run, I think.
Dude, I'm watching this. I'm getting goosebumps right now. Bush is giving everyone the Bill Clinton thumb. He's giving everyone the thumbs up.
Okay, but let's be real. Favorite bad first pitch?
Oh. Interesting.
Was it the D.C. mayor? Was that the guy that... Was that one really bad? I don't know. I can't even think of... I mean, I know I've seen bad ones, but...
The John Wall one is way, way up there.
John Wall's bad. The 50 Cent one's as bad as it gets. Is it
Mariah Carey in heels who can, Mariah Carey just spikes it in front of her? That's a good one.
Baba Booey, Gary from the Howard Stern Show. That one was pretty bad. I mean, there's some amazing ones. AJ McCord of The Fan had a great one. She had like a cartwheel and threw one. Simone Biles had a front flip and did one. I mean, and like I said, the Hawk Tour girl, she's pretty good. Jordan threw one into the stands, you know, back in the day for the Cubs. Snoop Dogg has a horrible one. He throws like a 8-year-old girl.
Cincinnati mayor.
Cincinnati.
Did you see that one?
Yeah.
It looked like
that's the one that goes right into the ground, right?
Well, he throws it over by where 50 Cent threw it.
Yeah.
But he's a righty, and 50 Cent was a lefty. Yeah. Well, anyway, what was I gonna? Oh. Hey, the Blazers schedule is out.
Yes.
Are you guys fired up?
Wonderful. Just marvelous.
Do you want to go through it game by game?
Win.
All 82.
Win,
let's do it.
Loss.
Okay,
win.
We'll start with the opener against the Warriors.
Loss.
I can see them winning this game. I can see them losing this game.
Loss. Win.
Then they have the Pelicans at home.
Loss.
I'm serious. We're going through every one of these.
No, we're not.
Yeah, you're right. So the only notable notation of note is they get one national TV game.
I thought
one.
They had two.
I only saw one.
They have one on TNT, and then they have three on NBA TV, but those can be subject to blackout.
Mm.
Yeah, so they only have one. And it's Damian Lillard coming back to town with his Milwaukee Bucks.
So the Utah Jazz is on NBA TV.
Correct.
And then the Milwaukee one, mark your calendars, January 28th, Tuesday. That's the TNT game with him in town. For whatever reason, the Cleveland game is on NBA TV. That one's going to get moved. And then the Knicks. So, yeah, you have potentially four big national games, but you know that there's no chance that the Jazz or the Cavs is going to be the national game. Your only hope is that that Knicks game at the end of the year means something.
You have one national game. And...
I don't like your tone.
Will probably be moved.
I think who else? The Pistons had one game, and there were two other teams that also had the Pistons, the Raptors, and there might have been one more.
So all teams with the same win total over under as the Blazers.
Yeah, pretty much. You're right now viewed by the NBA TV folks as one of the four worst teams in the league.
I read where Sean Hyken said 27 of the first 29 are against the West.
Oh, does it really matter?
I mean, I don't ever go through these schedules. I just let other people, like, put out fun facts about them.
Yes.
And that's the only one I saw that was remotely interesting.
Yeah. I saw when the Blazers released theirs, they said cooking up something special.
Are they? Capture the flag, right?
I would hope so.
This season is Operation Capture the flag.
There's really no other reason.
And what that means...
Yeah, flags!
Is, what's the guy's name?
Cooper Flagg.
Cooper Flagg is the number one pick in the draft this year.
Yeah.
You want him.
Yes.
He's awesome.
Yes.
Capture the flag.
Sucks
so bad, you get the number one pick, and you get Cooper Flagg.
And remember, it's all a lottery system. So whether you end up as the worst team or like the second or third worst team, the odds are pretty much the same. So just be bad. And some other teams are going to be bad too. Doesn't matter.
Now, could it be, how many years do we think LeBron has left?
Two.
Were this his last season, the final game of his career would be in Portland.
Hey, that's kind of cool.
April 13th, last game, they host the Lakers.
Yeah, that won't
He'll probably sit out, but...
I would think so. I mean, you know,
if you're... Or it's a great opportunity for him to play with Bronny, because it's the end of the season, the game might not matter.
Watch Bronny torch the Blazers.
Look, that's actually a good point that I hadn't thought of. That is a chance at the end of the year if LA's out of it or, you know, whatever.
Seed is locked in.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see Bronny getting some run with LeBron at that point. Although the odds of that happening versus LeBron not making the trip, I think you take the odds of LeBron not making the trip or sitting down. He ain't coming here.
So they don't play on Christmas. They'll play the day after hosting Utah. The season opens October 23rd. That's a Wednesday night against Steph Curry and Bucks Golden State Warriors.
Yeah. So.
Night, night, bitches.
Talking a lot of ass, are you?
Is Golden State going to make the playoffs?
Oh, probably not.
Yeah. It's a weird.
I mean, maybe.
It's a weird transition time in the NBA.
Is it? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, the Lakers are irrelevant. The Golden State Warriors are irrelevant. The Knicks all of a sudden are good.
Well, these stars that we just talked about kind of anchoring the Team USA and the gold medal, they're on teams that aren't really competitors. Durant, LeBron, Curry. Like, yeah. You know, it's a kind of a passing of the torch time a little bit with some younger and European influence taking over.
The Nuggets are good, small market. Mm-hmm. The Thunder, good, small market. Minnesota, good, small market.
Yep.
So all we're going to hear about on ESPN and all the stupid shows are Lakers talk, Knicks talk.
We'll get some Celtics talk.
Celtics talk.
There'll be a lot of those teams that are irrelevant, how do they get the best players from the small market teams to go there without giving up anything of value?
I mean, seriously, you said the Lakers are irrelevant. They are not, dude. They are going to be talked about ad nauseum.
And yet,
because of LeBron and AD.
They're not good. That's the other fascinating part is they had two guys on the Olympic team, including the best player, the MVP, and yet, dude, they're a play-in team. I mean, they're
not
good.
47 and 35.
Yeah.
Last year.
Yep.
But all the good teams are small market. I mean, it's weird, except for Boston.
Well, Boston and New York.
In New York, but
and even Philly.
I'm talking
be good
about
too.
The West.
Yeah, the West is not. That's why I said it's a kind of a weird time because Oklahoma City, Denver, and Minnesota are your top three teams in the West. That's strange.
Well, you know what the NBA needs? They need the Blazers.
Well,
that's what they need.
That might be a bit. That could be a while.
I'm going to that lake
before we get there. Watch San Antonio suck again in the Cooper flag. Mark my words,
dude.
Flag and Wemby.
What?
Yeah. Dude, Wemby.
Are they really going to suck that bad?
I don't know if they're going to suck that
bad.
No,
I don't think they'll be able
to. Watch San Antonio pull it off.
They did with Robinson. They did with
flags!
Duncan.
And now Wemby. I'm telling you. Wemby will get like a non. Because they were terrible last year. I mean, dreadful. Watch Wemby like midway through the season. Wemby has some sort of weird lower back thing. They win like 19 games. They have like the fourth best odds and they draw the number one ball and it ends up being Cooper Flagg and Wemby in San Antonio. There you go.
Fold the Blazers. If they don't get Cooper Flagg, fold them.
Supposedly there's a couple other guys in this draft that are good too, but you know.
Nah, fold them.
Why don't they need to fold them? They got Scoot and Donovan Klingon. The morning guys were already projecting that Clinton and
lake.
Scoot will both be on the Olympic team in 4 years.
What?
And Shaden maybe? Oh, he'll be. Is he Canadian?
Is Shaden Sharp Canadian?
I don't know.
Are you kidding me?
What?
Those guys are going to be on the Olympic team?
Yes.
Do you watch?
That?
We're going to go to that lake.
Oh my God.
Yeah. They're going to be on that team, man. Who else? I mean,
they're not going to be on the team.
What are you talking
they're
about?
They're not even going to. I mean,
Klingon's already like the third best center in the league. What are you talking about? Did you not see him at Summer League?
Kling Kong.
Surely they were joking.
The Block Lobster.
Yeah, the Block Lobster, dude. He's fine. Yeah, Sharp's from Kanata.
Is he? Okay, yeah. I thought so. I don't know why that popped up in my head.
London, Ontario.
Yeah, screw that guy. He'll go play with Wiggins. Or not Wiggins.
Shea Gilgeous.
Shea.
Yeah. Get out of here.
They ain't winning anything.
Great White North.
I don't even think. Klingon and Scoot can make the Canadian team.
They don't need to make the Canadian team. They're going to make the American team.
Could they make the Iranian team?
Does Iran?
Yes.
Does Iran? Iran.
Could they make South Sudan?
I don't know about that.
I don't know. They looked awful good.
They're upstart over there. But you could probably make the Iran team, I would think. I don't think the Iranians are good at basketball.
You got to love Blazer fever.
Hell yeah, baby. What are you talking about?
Super duper.
Damn it!
Rookie of the year, man. Scoot's a generational talent. And the Block Lobster. You kidding me? You need to get excited. You need to get your season tickets, man.
Well, they're probably cheap right now.
Are they? I don't know what's...
Well, they better be.
I don't know. Hey, the crowds were
franchises never reduce prices when the team is bad. That doesn't happen.
What do I got to pay? I want a seat. Give
probably
me a seat.
At least the same as last year.
Well, tell me. How much is it?
I don't know. I don't work there.
Look it up, bitch.
All right, fine.
Kick the ball, you little bitch.
I want to know. I might buy a season ticket. I mean, I love him, but what a bitch.
I don't think you can buy one season
you
ticket.
You can't? Why not?
I don't think.
Oh, I'm sure you can.
Can you? I thought you had to buy in pairs. I can buy ones.
If you wanted to commit to going to all 41 home games, they would let you do that.
I have never once heard of anyone that bought one season
ticket. I don't know who would, but I can't imagine they'd say, no, sir, you can't
do that. Yeah, I've never really heard of that. You're right. Maybe it's not a thing.
I don't know. Can I buy one season ticket? I mean, in theory, it makes
sense.
Why
wouldn't you be able to? I mean, they get their money either way, don't they?
Yeah, right? I mean,
you don't have to go. You just pay for it.
I just love the idea of buying one. Do you have season tickets? No. I have season ticket. Can I go to the game? No, I only got one. What do you mean you have one? I have season ticket.
Come on.
I don't know. I can't. I like that.
Let's look it up. We'll get on that. In the news is coming up next. Boy, I got something that's got my blood boiling over here, JC Babes.
I might have a figure for you. It says that while they don't announce season ticket prices publicly, it's estimated they start around $30 per game, which would be $1,200 for the 41 home games.
That's it?
That's if it's about $30 a game.
That's way less than I thought.
Dude, that's got to be a piece of crap.
Yeah, there's
seat.
No way.
Oh, I'm sure the seat isn't good, but that's what it would cost.
I bet
you
it's
all
close. Season ticket holders, will you text us? Stay anonymous, whatever.
Yeah.
How much are season tickets? Decent seats.
Lower bowl.
Good seat. Yeah. Lower bowl. I don't know.
100 or 200 level.
Yeah. Come on. Text in.
And I don't even think you can buy season tickets in the 300 level, can you?
Again, I bet if someone wanted to, they could. I don't think a lot of people are.
Yeah.
And I want to know if I can buy season ticket. Can I call the Blazers and be like, yeah, I'm interested in season ticket? No, you heard me right. Just A. Single seat.
I've got Dane Cook news.
Really? The mm-hmm. Dane Cook news you didn't know you needed.
Also Canadian.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll get to all that next on In the News. Here's Buck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Okay, the reports are coming in of season ticket prices. We're looking at, well, I'll just read a couple. One guy said 8 years ago, and we're talking about Blazers here.
Yeah.
8 years ago, it was 36,000 for four seats in section 112.
Another guy said 25, section 101, so around the same spot, 25 G's for two.
Okay.
Someone said that, yes, indeed, they said my white privilege is showing. You can buy season tickets in the 300 level. I honestly didn't know that. I thought they reserved those for just, you know, regular paying fans.
Perhaps you should work on your white privilege, sir.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't go to a lot of Blazer games. And he said it was about $55 a seat per game.
Season ticket holder for 10-plus years. They said it's about $12,000 for club level. That's two seats, so that's $6,000 a seat.
Okay.
So we're looking, so far, at least from our little study here, between $6,000 and $12,000 per seat.
Yeah. Which, you know, I don't know.
And those are all good seats.
Yeah, those aren't bad seats.
So yeah, for club level, that's $146 a game per ticket.
Okay.
So, I mean... I don't know. I don't know what the face value of that is, but that doesn't seem ridiculous.
146 a ticket.
Yeah,
but it also doesn't seem like you're getting a huge break either.
No,
you know
you're not.
Well, so. There is somebody who says they are the worst when it comes to taking care of season ticket holders. It has gradually become worse and worse each year when it comes to accommodations. Prices never drop; they actually go up. And we get worse perks.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Just marvelous.
So 2,500 in the 300 level. So. I mean, that's what you're looking at for a pair of, you know, $2,500. I guess that'd be $5,000 for a pair, right? In the 300 level. I don't know.
All right.
I
mean, there you go.
I mean, I appreciate season ticket guy. I don't know. I would have a hard time seeing myself as a full-on season ticket guy. I mean, that's a lot of games to go to. The NFL or like soccer makes sense. They're not as many. I mean, but I guess if you're a Blazer fan, do you just give those away a lot? I know a lot of businesses did that because that is a lot of games to go to. Major League Baseball, I mean, my God, think about that.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
Baseball.
Yeah.
All right, it is August 15, 2024. It's time for the news. I'm your Notre Dame man. Hello, thank you. Thank you, ladies. I appreciate you all. But today is National Hazy IPA Day.
Yeah, that's right on. I got no time.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I don't like IPAs. Get them out. Don't know why they're popular. Makes no sense. You drink one and you're just like all bloated. I don't.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
It is also National Relaxation Day.
There you go.
There you go.
Who doesn't like relaxing? I'm surprised at how many people can't relax.
There are a lot of people that can't relax.
That are just...
They're wound tighter than a fiddle.
Exactly. The cob is so far up there.
It's way all up in their ass.
Take a breath, people.
Yeah. That's all you got to do. Take a breath.
Yeah.
What's the matter with you people?
Yeah, rolling up. Man.
Calm just, down. Yeah,
deep breath.
Calm down!
We'll be fine. We'll be fine.
Yeah, the Big Dane Cook news is that...
I didn't know we had Big Dane Cook news. You just said Dane Cook news. I didn't know it was big.
He is coming back to Portland.
Hey! Is it like Dane Cook from 20 years ago or this Dane Cook?
Meh.
He will be at the Schnitz on Friday, September 6th. His tour is called Fresh New Flavor.
Now, to be fair, I have not heard anything that Dane Cook has done in years, but I stand by the statement that Dane Cook's early stuff, like Vicious Circle, is phenomenal stand-up.
He will punch every bee in the face.
Yes. Dude, some of that early Dane Cook stuff is freaking awesome.
That was one of those comedy bits that kind of transcended other comedians. Like, that he became, and those stand-up specials became very mainstream.
Yes. And that was kind of the weird thing. And I know there's some other things with him where you know, people, you know, for whatever reason started hating him and there was some talks of stealing jokes or whatever. But it's like, it's weird that sometimes in stand-up comedy, it's like punk rock. Once you become so famous, people hate you.
It's like,
what? You know,
sell out.
That's the whole bit in Step Brothers. Dane Cook, pay-per-view, 20 minutes. It's like you become this symbol of like douchey bro behavior. And then people hate you because you're successful.
When you're one of the few people that ever made money doing comedy. Yeah.
You know, I was never a huge fan of Dane Cook, but I gotta back the people who get accused of stealing jokes. Like, I feel like, obviously that's a no-no.
Yeah.
But Amy Schumer got that too.
Yeah.
And
she got a lot of hate towards, you know,
I just don't think that you can be a successful stand-up comic for as long as those people have and steal every joke.
I also don't think every joke is original either. Things are funny around the world, around the country, and multiple people can have the same thought about something that's funny without stealing it from each other.
Things are going to get stolen. That you should not do. Like, if Dane Cook or Amy Schumer or whomever stole joke, like literally just did a joke that some other comedian did, dude, you can't do that. And everybody knows that. At the same time, let's not act like every single one of their jokes is stolen. You know, they're doing material every year for many, many years. There's no way it's all stolen. In other words, some credit, okay? Yeah. You know what I'm saying, JC Babes?
Yes.
You hear me over here?
And that's kind of it was kind of my point a little bit, in that you can hate Dane Cook or Amy Schumer, but you don't become the biggest comedian on the planet and not be funny. Like, you can become old or stale, or again, have the accusations thrown your way or whatever, but again, at one point, I challenge anyone, go back and listen to Harmful If Swallowed and Vicious Circle, and tell me that those aren't phenomenal stand-up specials.
I think there's a difference between not being funny. Like, you're right, it's like you're a really high paid comic.
Yeah.
But funny's kind of subjective.
It's subjective.
So it's like, people may not think that that person is funny, but that doesn't... It's like bands, right? Like, I don't like the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I would never say that they're not a good band.
Yes.
I just don't... I don't dig their sound.
Yes.
They drive me crazy.
Yes.
But I'm not saying they're a bad... Like, I hate it when people say, oh, they suck. No, they don't suck. You just aren't a fan of them, or you don't like them. Same with comics.
I have that same statement all the time. Like, I cannot understand Jeff Dunham. Or who's the other?
Is he the ventriloquist one?
He's the ventriloquist.
I can't do that one. And for me, I know a lot of people think he's really funny. I don't really do Cat Williams very well.
I love Cat Williams.
A lot of people dig it.
I don't. There's just some comedians, the same thing. I don't understand. But again, if you're packing, Joe Coy to me has 3 jokes, and I think they're all terrible. But Joe Coy packs a 10,000 seat theater. He's doing something right. You don't have to like it for it to be good. Red Hot Chili Peppers thing is a great analogy.
Oh, nice.
Thank you. Rain is coming.
Oh, turn off the sprinklers?
Turn off your sprinklers. They're saying Saturday we could get some heavy downpours.
Sons of bees.
But then it's going to be drying out by Sunday.
Oh, that's fine. Not ready for the rain yet. Although when you're in the midst of like summer, you get like one rainy day. You're kind of like,
I love it.
Yeah, I can deal with that.
Saves on the water bill.
Put on a sweatshirt or something. You're like, ooh, it's chilly. It's 62.
Hey, something's really pissing me off today, guys.
Oh, boy. Is it Dane Cook? Is it Corey Feldman?
It's neither of those guys. It's some Justin Bieber-looking donkey who beats his dog.
Oh, I don't like that.
And there's video of it.
I don't like that.
We're looking for him, and I'm pissed off about it.
I don't like that. I don't like it.
It's next, 450 on The Fan. Yeah. Every night I have all right. A couple more stories. Yeah, man, this guy, this is in the news for August 15th. This is just, this POS, man, this stuff makes my blood boil.
Where do I see this at?
Well, it's on the local news sites. KGW. I don't think you really want to watch it.
I need to know what this guy looks like in case I see him.
Well, there's a still of his face. Like, they'll show you that, but I suggest not clicking on the video. But he's got a little dog with him. It's a black dog, maybe 30-pound dog. And this ass,
he's like whipping it.
He's got it in an elevator, and there's a camera in the elevator, and he's whipping it with a belt. And then somebody gets on the elevator, and he picks up the dog and pretends like he's, holding the dog, bouncing the dog like a baby. And then I guess they said that on the video, again, I don't watch the video, I can't watch that kind of stuff, but.
Yeah, the dog's just laying there, too.
He hangs the dog from a fire extinguisher and starts kicking it.
Yeah, it's
so they're looking for this dude, and
it
damn it,
be easy to find.
You guys go look at this guy's face and let's find this ass.
Yeah,
because this dude needs to go to jail.
Yeah.
Or at least I don't care what happens to the stupid idiot.
Get the
dog out of there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that's a rough go. Yeah, I don't like that at all. Yeah, I don't know what we on the site here. They need to show the close up of the.
He looks like Justin Bieber.
Oh, gosh.
And the video is from an apartment building that's on Northeast Holiday Street and Grand Avenue.
He's literally winding up the leash to beat it.
Yep. Like, and then the guy walks on the, and then somebody else walks on the elevator, and he's like, oh.
Yeah, right.
He was just beating that dog.
And the poor dog just lays there and just is scared, S-less. Wow, that's a tough watch.
He's a white male, 6 feet, weighs 175 pounds. He is known to congregate at businesses near Northeast Grand and Holiday.
Yeah, he looks like a real, you know.
So if you're over there.
I don't know if he's homeless, but he clearly is.
I don't think he's homeless.
He just is a. You know,
but he's.
He congregates around businesses.
He just looks like one of those methy douchers.
Yeah.
I hope they find that dude. But I wanted to call attention to it because I want people to
find him. Someone knows who he is, and we should call him out. Because like you said, the dog, whatever happens,
get
the dog away from him.
By the way, did you see that dog that the family turned back in? This wasn't here. It was not a local story. But the family turned it back in because it wasn't enthusiastic enough.
No.
Did you read that?
No.
It's like this older, this is a more of a heartwarming story. It's like this older black lab looking dog.
Yeah.
And they thought the dog was boring. And so they brought it back to the shelter.
So they just were like, here, take it?
Well, yeah, you can take your dog back. I mean, you know, if you rescue a dog, you can take it back.
Yeah.
Like, and they were like, yeah, this dog's boring. He just sleeps.
No. Well, hopefully someone immediately went back.
Oh, my God. They had like 500 requests to take the dog after that. I mean, it's not a sad story.
No.
He shouldn't be with that family anyway.
Well, we need someone to come take this little black dog. And we also need someone to
beat the crap out of that dude with a belt.
I would love.
And kick him while hanging him from a fire extinguisher.
Can I volunteer my services?
I tell you what, dude. If I saw that happening to that dude, I would not call the cops. I would turn and walk away. So seriously, you deserve it, homie. I'm going to kick your ass, you little bitch. I'm not going to administer the beating, but I didn't see a thing. If I saw you doing that to him, I'd be like, dude.
Can I? Because I would like to volunteer my services. Have at it. Yeah, I would enjoy that.
Go find him. Freaking punch it, bitch.
Absolute. And he just looks like an absolute piece of crap. Ugh.
That's all we have time for, guys.
Yeah, go find this douche.
That is in the news for August 15th, 2024.
Halfway through August.
Can you believe that?
God, it's going fast.
Yeah, next weekend is college football.
Not like good college football, but it's college football.
Maybe. We don't know.
Yeah, you don't
know.
Might
be good.
That's true.
It might go to 7 overtimes.
It seems like a lot of overtimes.
In Dublin.
Here's the situation.
It's over. We think.
It's over, we think.
The Hot 5 at 5 is coming up next. Major League Baseball toying with another pretty radical rule change. We've got a new U.S. men's soccer coach. The Blazers schedule is out. And Big Ten news. This is The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.